Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of 19 books, businesswoman, columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Psalms 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day songs and God-honoring music, bringing the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, thank you for joining me wherever you are in this world. I want to talk about having courageous faith today. Perhaps you've had more than your share of heartaches and pain, and well, here's one of God's promises that you can hang on to help you have courageous faith. It's from the old prophet Isaiah, and he wrote in chapter 41, verses 9 to 10. Now this is God speaking. For I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Oh, how wonderful to know that God Himself says He will hold you up no matter what you're going through right now. He will hold you up. He promises He'll be with you no matter how frightening or difficult life has been this past year with all of the COVID issues, wars, and other turmoil around the world. You don't have to be afraid because He will be with you. Oh, sometimes God doesn't fix our lives like we think He should, but through it all, His promise remains true. He will be with us, and He will hold us up with His victorious right hand. Well, since my theme for this program is courageous faith, I honor the thousands of people in many nations who hear this program in peril of their very lives. May God bless you and hold you with His hand. I also think of the various groups of Jewish people from around the world who leave their homes to journey to Tel Aviv or Jerusalem or other cities to make a new life for themselves and their families. Some years ago, the most prominent Jewish diaspora leader, Ambassador Ron Lauder, spoke at the Feast of Tabernacles gathering of Christians and Jews in Jerusalem. He said, "After 2,000 years, the Jews have come home, and we now stand here tonight in our ancient homeland, in our eternal and undivided capital, together with our Christian brothers and sisters. Let me begin tonight with a very direct and heartfelt thank you. Yes, it's taken much courage for the Jews to return to build their homeland. Well, after this song, I'm going to share some stories about people I personally know who have shown great courage. Here's a wonderful song about courage. It's Ivan Parker singing, "I'll Rise Again."
Drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me. Where you stand, go ahead, say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see, 'cause I'll I will be free, 'cause I'll rise. death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead, oh, and say I'm dead and gone, but you will see that you were wrong. So go ahead and try to hide the sun, but all will see that I'm the one, 'cause I'll come again. Ain't no power on earth can keep me back. Yes, I'll come again. Come to take my people back. Come to take my people back.
Oh, yes, we will rise again with the Lord at our side. Well, you know, with the world in turmoil, as well as perhaps our own personal difficulties, I felt it was time to talk again about having courage for our days and our nights. As I mentioned in the first segment, I'm talking about courageous faith. Courage when everyone is watching to see how you'll handle your difficult situation. And courage when no one is looking and only you and God know of your decision, of your struggle to do what is right. You know, sometimes we only see the wonderful results of an event in someone else's life and have no idea what courage and tenacity it took for that person to get to that place. Well, my friend Dr. Gerald Mann is himself choosing to live in courageous faith. With the advanced stages of Parkinson's, he can no longer minister to the millions as he did on his Sunday morning TV program, as well as in his large church in Austin, Texas. His TV program was heard around the world and brought comfort and hope to me, as well as millions of other people struggling with life. These years, in spite of Parkinson's, he can still type on the computer, and he has written his book titled, Oh Yes, You Can Begin Again. It's a book that's already ministering far beyond the confining walls of his home. And that, my friends, is courageous faith. May we all choose to trust God for the strength and tenacity to walk in courageous faith. It might be that this next song is a theme song for Dr. Mann, as well as for many of us. Here it is, One Day at a Time, sung by Gary McSpadden.
I'm just a human, I'm only a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than
the pushing and shoving are crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Yes, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Yes, Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Yes, as the song says, one day at a time, Lord Jesus. That's all I'm asking of you. Oh, that's God's promise to you. He will help you today. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, in case you tuned in late. My friend, Pastor Richard Dorst from California, tells of visiting London and going to the British Library, where they have many original ancient manuscripts. There they saw the original score of Handel's Messiah. It's a wonderful example of courage and never giving up. It seems that George Frederick Handel was at a crucial point in his career. He was best known as an opera composer, but musical tastes in England were changing, and it was rumored that Handel was at the point of giving up on life. One day his friend, Charles Jennens, wrote Handel to persuade him to set to music a scriptural poem that he had written. The subject was the Messiah. This encouragement by his friend caused Handel to visit Jennens in Ireland. Their deep conversations and prayers prompted Handel to begin work on Jennens' text. What came to be known as the Messiah was first performed in Dublin 7 months later on April 13, 1742, and soon thereafter in London. Today it's one of the best-known musical works ever written, inspiring millions of people. So these many years later, we're blessed because Handel had a friend, Charles Jennens, to encourage him not to give up. And the result is we're blessed to hear the magnificent Handel's Messiah, where even the King of England stood in reverence when he heard the music. Well, the reason I do this program is so that I may be one of those people to encourage you when you're facing life's difficulties. When your life seems impossible, then it's time to believe God for a miracle. And here is David Sapp singing for you a song of encouragement. This is the place for miracles.
This is the place for miracles. The place where healing waters flow. This is the place for answers, where your precious seeds of faith today can grow. So walk toward the harvest God has promised, expecting every mountain to be moved. This is the place for miracles, God's healing place for you. Together we reach out to the broken, breaking chains of sickness and disease. Together we can see our faith growing, We will reap every harvest promised for our seeds. This is the place for miracles, the place where healing waters flow. This is the place for answers, where your precious seeds of faith today will grow. So walk toward the harvest God has promised, expecting every mountain to be moved. This is the place for miracles, God's healing place for you. This is the place.
This is
your place.
This is your place.
This is the place, God's healing place for you.
If you've been listening earlier, you know my theme is courageous faith. I was reminded of a time some years ago when I had to muster up courage. Oh, it wasn't anything catastrophic like an illness or heart attack. No, I just needed courage to jump off a little platform over 9 stories up in the top of the trees down in Costa Rica, winding around a mountain. Well, my friends and I had decided we would do what was called zip lining. Well, they decided it, and I was too chicken to back out. Well, we were each put in a harness attached to a cable strung between the trees. There were 13 platforms to jump to, each one so far away in the trees you couldn't see the next one. All you could do was jump off into the air, swoosh along the cable at an incredible speed, slamming up to the next platform. I just knew I was going to be mushed by the tree rather than landing on the tiny little platform. I was so scared. Well, Randy could see my fear and on the second platform leaned over to me just before he took off and said, "Samantha, I'm surprised at you. Just yesterday in the group, you spoke about Psalm 91 and how it helped you when you needed courage. Don't you remember in the middle of the chapter it says, 'No evil will befall you at noonday?' Well, it's noon." And with that, he laughed as he jumped off the platform, swinging through the trees, leaving me behind. Well, I did have to laugh, and it was true. God said no evil would befall me at noon, so I chose to believe it. Besides, this really was a safe activity, even if it was scary. So, from that moment on, I just relaxed, jumped off the platform, and enjoyed seeing the orchids and other flowers growing high up in the trees. Beauty I had not seen before when I was afraid. So, dear friends, even though I've had tragedy in my life like you have, whether you need it for something important or just for swinging through the trees, there's one person I have found you can go to when times are tough, and it's the Lord. Well, Vern Jackson answers that question for us. Listen as he sings, "Where Could I Go?"
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Strive. So where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death,
is hard is to the Lord, as the song says. And as I read at the beginning of the program, we don't have to be afraid because God will hold us up with his victorious right hand. And there's another scripture from Psalm 91 that I talked about earlier. It's in verses 14 to 16. This is God speaking. I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Oh, what a blessing to know that this is God's promise to me and to you. It appears, however, that in order for the promise to be yours, you need to fulfill the first part of the scripture that says, who love me and trust me. Yes, that's it. We're to love God and trust him, and he promises that when we call on him for help, he will answer and be with us in our trouble. And then one of my favorite scriptures about courage is in Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So, as we close this program, may I offer a prayer for you? Pray with me in your heart. Dear God, help us to choose to trust you to help us with whatever insurmountable difficulties we have in our lives. You are still the same God who rescued Elijah, and I know you want to help us being an overcomer in everything we face. Amen. I hope you prayed that prayer with me, and yes, God will be with you and help you. Well, my time together with you is over, so do write or email me with your prayer needs. We want to pray for you. The announcer will give you the website and Facebook information, and I hope you'll tune in again. I'll be here, same time, same place. Remember, God desires to give you courage for your days and your nights. So keep your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at her website, samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 911701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. we pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.